Lucian Christian, a public relations officer at the IRC in South Sudan, says between December 2013, when the conflict broke out, and December 2019, the ICRC recorded more than 5,880 cases of missing people. He says the ICRC recorded 844 new cases in 2020 alone. With so many displaced, often multiple times, Christian says the recorded cases of missing persons represent only a fraction of the real numbers. He says many hurdles increase the difficulties for South Sudanese to learn what happened to their loved ones.
First, there is the security constraints to access some parts of the country. Then there is the limited access to phone networks in many parts of the country. There is people also are not returning home after clashings and often presumed dead and not searched for. And finally, there is limited capacity to manage and identify bodies properly.
Christian says the ICRC is helping families, communities and authorities to address these challenges. 46-year-old soldier Luol Jok became the 156th and first vulnerable person to be reunited with his children in Juba earlier this year. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via phone from Akobo a week ago, just before his reunification, Jok says he lost contact with his family at the start of the conflict in 2013 when he left home to attend a government meeting.
This is when I lose them almost eight years, and their mother has been killing with a crossfire for South Sudan. At that time, I went to another branch and I led them to Malakal as a family in their place. So when the crisis happened, so this lady left four children, very, very, very young, 18 male and one boy.
Jok says